other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All over the United States, Canada, England, Europe, they set up threat integration centers, fusion centers. The feds take over, the army moves in, they brainwash the state police, local police. We've got the training videos. The founding fathers are bad. Gun owners are bad. Gun owners may want to kill you. Those that talk about the Constitution want to kill you. Go read it for yourself, all 8 pages. Up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, we have it scanned in, and it says they're everywhere. They want to kill you. They're white supremacists. And then it goes, by the way, here's who they're with. This is who they may be. Ron Paul, all libertarians, all Ron Paul supporters, Constitution Party supporters, people that watch American Freedom to Fascism. You know, they're with the Turner Diaries. They want to blow up the OKC building. This is meant to create a chilling effect and demonize anybody who's anti-New World Order, anybody who's an American saying, I don't want to be colonized by private offshore banks. So you're talking to State Trooper Hull, Captain Hull, up there, and we've talked to him as well, and what you said is exactly what he said to us, but then he cut it short. So, but you were asking the good questions. So you bring up to him, well, wait a minute. I mean, you're saying go after Ron Paul people. Watch out. They want to kill you. That's what every page says. It's like, they want to kill you. Next, we'll tell you about Ron Paul. And then to make it sound legitimate, for officer safety, and then the white supremacist, and then Ron Paul, and then American Freedom to Fascism. So it's clear psych warfare. What did he say when you pointed out, well, there's no way somebody reads this and then doesn't, you know, persecute Ron Paul supporters and others? What did he say?
He basically kept denying it and kept saying that it was for educational purposes only. And I went back and forth with him about the whole profiling issue a few times. I made another example, you know, of another situation where somebody might have a sticker on their car. And, you know, it's say somebody's driving down the road and they have a Grateful Dead bumper sticker on their car. You know, well, if that person gets pulled over, probably there's going to be in that policeman's mind, there might be drugs in this car. You know, it's just something you put together.
It's common sense.
But it's something that you think about. So for them to then connect Ron Paul, Campaign for Liberty, Constitution Party, Libertarian Party, even anti-abortion with a militia movement, a violent militia movement, is definitely profiling. It's setting up their officers to profile drivers on the road. I mean, it's right there.
I mean,
and how he can deny it. Yeah, how he can deny it over and over again and say, no, it's just for educational purposes. We need to be aware of threats. We have to consider this, that, and the other thing. But the thing that concerns me is that the Campaign for Liberty is having a big convention in Missouri on the 27th. So this
look, don't you wonder why the police flip out on people that have pocket constitutions? Listen, you've done a great job, but let me just add some points here that are important and then anything else you want to add. Remember, Missouri was the group with the state police and others on the news saying, if you talk bad about Obama, we'll decide if it's a lie. We're going to arrest you. And that was on the news. They think they're secret police because for decades they've been quietly brainwashing them that any popular pro-America, we're the people, we're supposed to run the country, that we're, and so it's so cops are scared to death of anybody that talks about freedom or Second Amendment. And there's gun control. They say they need more gun control. You know, they talk about they want to kill police. We've got to have all the bullets registered and stamped, which will shut down most of the gun dealers, make old ammo illegal. I mean, it's selling cops on gun control. It's saying banning people's guns, restricting guns keeps you safe, officers. Hating Ron Paul supporters and libertarians, they want to kill you. I mean, what it is brainwashing of the police.
You know, one other point that I want to make while I've got you and I'm on the air here is that, you know, for this group to come out with this very targeted message against Ron Paul. Ron Paul is a tenured, respected congressman. He's a Republican. He's on, you know, he's been on Fox News more times in the last couple weeks than I can count. You know, he's not just some goofball off in.
Look, they know that. They know that. They're the people overthrowing America. They're the ones engaged in crimes. The globalists, so they got to brainwash the police. Good to hear from you. Great point. Stay with us. More news straight ahead.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in about 12 minutes from now. I'm so glad police and military are sending us more and more of this brainwashing they're being given. One state police officer that sent me this from California said, "Hello, guys. Thought you might want to take a look at this piece of garbage floating around police departments. Check out the next to the last page. I guess I'm part of a militia movement since I support Ron Paul, John." Well, I better not say anymore. Anyways, the point, I almost read the thing there. P.S., please buy Alex a cup of coffee for me, and he gave me $22. Now, this is a complete and total insult to anyone's intelligence. And when I get up here and I say that we have FEMA on video, we do, in Kansas City of all places, going back to Missouri, but it's all over the country, saying the Founding Fathers were terrorists and were bad, and the American people are bad, and the Bill of Rights is bad. And they want to kill cops. It's base psychology. It makes no sense when you watch the video. I have like 18 hours of it. It's all, and they believe that a New World Order global bank wants to take over, and they want to kill officers. So an officer, when they hear about a New World Order global bank, well, that means kill officers. For your safety, you need to know these are terrorists like the Founding Fathers. Now they hear Founding Fathers, terrorist, and you can go read it. But we have the video. Then we have the squad cars out from their own squad car video, finding a pocket constitution and going, "Oh, what are we going to do? I found the paraphernalia." That's what they call it in here, paraphernalia.
I mean, they flip out, folks, when they see a pocket constitution. You know, I put these free in every order. They cost us like 65 cents a piece. So I buy them in bulk. So we throw them in every order. That's not inexpensive over the year with thousands of orders. We throw them in there. And it's just the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, Constitution. And this is the one Abby Newman had, the one I'm holding in my hand. The one we put out is one of the oldest and best put out from Arizona. Been out for decades. And let me tell you, you show this to one of these brainwashed cops, that it's like a vampire that sees a big cross or a bucket of holy water. It's like, oh, don't kill me. Ah, you know, going for the gun. And it's so ridiculous because they swore an oath to protect and defend this. This is why we have a successful country. It's why we have a free market. It's why we have all these rights. These were purchased with blood by your ancestors, ding-dong. I mean, they really are ding-dongs. And by ding-dong, they're not even that bad of people. You know, a ding-dong is just kind of a dummy. I mean, do you like being shoveled this type of bull? I'm going to get into it more later. We're going to spend about an hour on and take calls on the big flu situation with them trying to mix live bird flu that kills over 60% of people that are in contact with it with vaccines. With Dr. Rebecca Carley coming up. And I want to continue with your phone calls, Cliff, Simon, Justin, Joe, Susie. That'll probably be it for calls, though, this hour, because we've got a guest coming up after I get to those. And I've got the Cy Hirsch audio clip for everybody and the Dick Cheney news I want to cover. Cheney says SS-style political assassination unit. And last week they released the White House memos. We'll set up a dictatorship and ban free speech. The president has unlimited power and can do that. People are like, oh, thank goodness Obama's here. They're continuing the takeover. It's seamless transition because the president is a front man for the military-industrial complex and the offshore banks. But I'm just going to spend about 5 minutes with him because he's a busy guy. I haven't had him on in about a week. Gold has exploded back up in prices. If you look at a week graph, a month graph, a year graph, it's only going straight up. And Ted, when it dips, buys it low because for some reason people aren't smart and don't buy when it's low. And then so you can buy it when it's high but pay for what it was when it was low. The best of both worlds with this, you eat your, have your cake and eat it too repeatedly. Because Ted's a smart guy and he's bold too. He made a big move when gold dropped a lot and it's gone way up in the last 2 days and you can get the price it was last week, right now. And I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up. I mean, Ted, with the FDIC saying they're bankrupt and may not be able to bail out any more banks and need hundreds of billions more, I think they said $500 billion now. With all the things that are happening and the printing presses in high gear and record, you know, housing price drops and 8 million, you know, houses upside down and growing. I mean, I don't have to go over the economic numbers. Folks, you know it. All I know is you are insane not to get firearms, storable food, water filters, gold, silver, and gut up and be willing to defend yourself. And you're insane to not take advantage of the deals Ted Anderson offers here. Ted, since you were on a week or so ago, a lot has happened, hasn't it?
It sure has. We watched gold. It went down to a hit right around 890. Actually, it dipped below that just a little bit during the day trading. But I was, I'm sitting around just trying to buy as much as I can. Because I know what's going on out there. I mean, Geithner's on Politico today talking about the European Union leaders don't want to take the United States. We're pushing them right now.
Oh, yeah. Mainstream news everywhere you can Google it is saying we're probably going to default and lose our AAA rating, and people are just going to stop overnight, stop buying it, and then it's over, folks. I mean, you're talking not some slide into depression. I mean, we could easily... It's like some 75-year-old guy who's had four big heart attacks, and he could have another big one at any time. He may live five more years. He may live two more days. But, you know, the point is the ticker is going out, and gold is the parachute. I'm sorry, Ted. Go ahead.
Well, you're just making a great point. If we lose Europe and China from buying our U.S. government securities, the United States is done. We're toast. And people
overnight,
that are
overnight, like on fire, burned to the ground, boom.
It's like this. I mean, we've been deficit spending. We got way too much debt. If foreigners aren't willing to lend us their earned money, the United States dollar is going to just go right through the floor because the Federal Reserve is going to be the only lender of last resort.
And then all the big banks are going to default. It'll be one super global bank that owns everything. They designed it all, Ted.
That's exactly right, Alex, and that's what's going on. So when I see something like, you know, gold dipping below $900 an ounce here recently, that to me is just a signal for me to buy. It gives me that opportunity to have the edge on the market. I mean, right now I've got the franc currently at 218. That coin was $240 here just, 2 weeks ago? And then the British sovereign is at 272. That one was just breaking $300 an ounce here just a couple weeks ago as well. I can't say it enough. I mean, there is way too much trouble out there in the economy to ignore what's going on. If you have IRAs sitting in cash, or you're sitting in the banking system, or if you're in the stock market, I mean, you really definitely have to look seriously at those investments, because we lose Europe and we lose Asia, we are done. The United States can't sell the treasuries there. The dollar is going to fall like a stone. We're sliding into one of the deepest depressions we've ever seen, and it's way worse than what we had in the
1930s. Let's explain that. Long, deep depression in the real economy. For 5 to 10 years, that's on the good side, versus Argentina, total meltdown. In weeks, things would just completely fold into war in the streets, and the Pentagon admits that. Of course, their banker boss has engineered it all. Troops don't know that. You better find that out, pals, if you care about yourself. Decide who you love, the truth and being free, or being a slave. I love being a slave. I'll go with the New World Order. I'll believe the baloney they give me saying Ron Paul people are terrorists. I mean, come on, folks. In this document demonizing Ron Paul and libertarians and gun owners, I mean, saying that we want to kill cops, you know, in here they go on to say that we believe there's a plan for world banks to take over. I mean, how do cops not read this and know that, you know, these crazies for decades have said this was going to happen, and now because we are building FEMA camps, and now because they are putting Northcom on the streets, it really is freaking them out. It actually says that. You know, that they admit we're right about everything, but that just makes us that much more crazy, Ted.
It does. And you know, the Warren Buffett stepped in when the Wall Street was being bailed out there, when Bush was still in office, and he's currently getting killed right now. Berkshire Hathaway is getting killed by the derivatives market. And, you know, that's just one of the signs that are going on out there. GE just got knocked down from its perfect credit rating. It's never had this before. It was downgraded from a AAA rating to a AA rating now. I mean, these are like major institutions that are just crumbling in front of our very eyes.
GM says they may completely implode. Ford's in trouble. But don't worry, Walmart's making good profits right now.
Well, anyways, I mean, Alex, I just need to say, take advantage of these prices, because we've had another opportunity to get into gold in that $800 range, and gold right now has seen a high of 931, right now trading about 924, and it's strong as ever. It's not going away, and if you hadn't had the chance to position your portfolio into something real, something hard, something that's been good for holding on to wealth for over 6,000 years, where this fiat currency that we have is
growing. Oh, by the way, in this document, it says it's terrorism to own gold, Ted.
Well,
I know. Have you read this on InfoWars.com?
I didn't see that.
It says terrorists that want to kill police are also into gold. So the gold is bad. I'm not kidding. You can't. It's insane asylum.
Well, just to put the relationship that Ron Paul has something to do with terrorism and militia is just the biggest.
Well, number one, militias aren't bad either. They say white supremacists want to kill cops, militia, then they tie that into Ron Paul.
Well, and, you know, obviously George Washington was a member of a militia. Is that a bad thing? We got a free nation because of it. The United States stands on its own because we have militias.
Ted, we got 1 minute left. Give folks the coin offer. This is coins at 880, 890 level when it's at 930 right now. Cannot beat this deal, folks. Give them the number. Oh, and what about silver, Ted?
Yep, we still have some silver. I got to tell you, silver's in very short supply. I'm currently recommending the Franklin halves. They're at 869.
Can't beat that deal. Let me give folks the number, 800-686-2237. I mean, you've got silver. Folks, you can't find silver at that price. I know. I look. Believe me, these deals are great. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. So you have sovereigns at great prices, francs at great prices, silver U.S. half dollars at great prices. Right, Ted?
In addition to this, I've got eagles. I have proof eagles, which are almost unheard of. I mean, I was really able to pick up a neat little supply of things. If you're looking for things for gold and silver in the market, give us a call now.
But you got to tell them it's the Alex Jones special to get the deal. 800-686-2237. Brokers will be there till midnight. Stay with us.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet Pepper Maze Baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the Pepper Spray Baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous free fall, we both know that it is critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Kranchnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Kranchnabel at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Yeah, I was sitting it out just 4 or 5 years ago.
Didn't take no chances.
I was a prisoner of doubt.
Prisoner of doubt.
Oh, not anymore.
Ain't no sin.
straight on.
Oh, my goodness. I love her. But the dealer doesn't know. Take my chances on you, folks. Anything for liberty. Anything for truth. Anything for justice. We're coming straight on for Barack Obama at the height of his power. We're not waiting. We launched our operation months ago, and now the info weapon is dropped, the Obama deception. Download it now in super high quality and rip it and burn it to the four winds at prisonplanet.tv. Or go to InfoWars.com and order the super high quality DVD today for shipping out on Monday. Ooh, yeah. Oh, let's go back to Ted real quick. I want to come back, jam in a few calls, and get our next guest on. We'll get the doctor on about 40 after, so let her know that. I'm going to blitz through calls in the next segment. Ted, again, I'm not kidding. When it says it demonizes gold owners, it's in here. When it says, when I say that it demonizes the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Second Amendment, it says they got to have more gun control and mix it in with killing cops. You got to do it if you're killing cops. And it admits NORTHCOM and FEMA camps, but now says they're good when the previous one said it didn't exist. North American Union is good. We need to accept it. Ron Paul is bad. Let me just read this to people. It says political paraphernalia, and they will arrest you. I've got state police on tape thinking pocket constitution is illegal. Militia members, most commonly associated with third-party political groups. It is not uncommon for militia members, again, like that's illegal, to display constitutional party, campaign for liberty, or libertarian material. These members are usually supporters of former presidential candidate Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, or Bob Barr. This is their anti-government propaganda. And there's another key part of here I meant to tell you about, Ted. I don't want to mark up, though, the actual document. Oh, it says public groups. This is on page 5. Down at the bottom, it says, third paragraph at the bottom, public groups, these organizations hold training events that are open to the public and generally recruit publicly. These groups desire to aid the county sheriff or governor in emergencies such as a natural disaster. It is not uncommon for these groups to be seen in public doing community service-related work. Public groups are less likely to publicly push malicious rhetoric and have a traditional military-style chain of command and leadership structure. These groups have been known to form underground units and provide training and guidance to new or forming organizations. And I've gotten the Austin manuals before, and where they are, I think we scanned them in. It says just public groups that speak out against government corruption, they're probably secret terrorists. Ted, what do you think of this?
Well, there's always been this media draw toward demonizing the militias of the United States of America. Going all the way back to, the big one was Oklahoma City and that bombing that went on over there. But what people don't realize is that it's the militias that created this free nation to start with. And it's in the Constitution that we get to have militias.
No, 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 evil, we can ban them.
Well, anyways, I mean, just that whole thing, Alex. I mean, it's the media that wants to create this light on the militias, and obviously do away with the Second Amendment altogether. So
that means they're scared of it, and they're scared of Ron Paul, and they're scared of us. Ted, just throwing this out there real fast, though. I held you over. Tell folks, because I forgot, that's why I held you over. You said you have some other coins at that insane price.
Yeah, it, as a matter of fact, I do. I was able to pick up a small quantity of proof Eagles. I have some regular U.S. Eagles, which are, I mean, the U.S. mints out of them again. It's only February, and they don't have any more to sell. I just have a list of different coins. I mean, you can call the brokers and ask for them. Make sure when you do that you mention that you heard it on the Alex Jones show so you have the opportunity to buy this stuff. I mean, this is the stuff that I bought when gold was at $8.90.
That's right. This is the offer on the show. It's a little bit more if you don't say it's the offer. 800-686-2237. Brokers will be there till midnight. Take advantage. Ted, thanks for spending time with us.
Yeah, you bet, Alex.
800-686-2237. All right, we're going to come back. Jam in calls. Go to our next guest. Transmission continues. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah,
fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water store. Storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Yeah, the establishment's going crazy on us, saying that people that own gold, people that own guns, people that talk about the Constitution, people that support Bob Barr, Ron Paul, Constitution Party, Libertarian Party, they're terrorists that want to kill cops. This is to demonize the true threat to the New World Order that is the American people. We've got right on our side. We know the truth. We've been right about everything. We're laying it out. The people are rallying and waking up. And the Obama deception has dropped. It is now at PrisonPlanet.tv. God bless all of you out there taking action. Before the show ends, I'm going to go through some more, line by line, of them saying we're all terrorists. Yeah, well, the founders said that when you attack the Bill of Rights, Constitution, the American people, that you are the treasonous traitors. But we're getting this from the police, so they don't like it either. I mean, it's getting a little too obvious. You know, I was kept telling Kurt Nimmo on the phone, I said, no, it says Ron Paul. And he goes, no, it doesn't. I'm like, what do you think, I'm making this up? It says Ron Paul. And he goes, oh, my gosh, it does say it. On the next to last page. All right, let's jam in some calls very quickly here. I love hearing from you. We got a guest coming up and a bunch of other stuff to cover. And I got the Cy Hirsch news I got to cover. That's coming up right before the doctor joins us. Let's go to Cliff in Oklahoma. You are on the air, and are you a terrorist because you love freedom, sir?
Well, apparently I am, Alex, because I just got pulled over by a cop a couple of nights ago. And I think you need to hear this story because I like to put Liberty stickers on the back of my car, liberty stickers.com.
Oh.
And I've got
Liberty.
One that says,
oh. Oh. Oh, please stop.
I'll try to go easy on you. No, but I have a few different stickers. One that says I support Ron Paul, and another one that says I do not consent to being searched, you know, pursuant to the Fourth Amendment. And anyways, I'm driving through this construction zone speed trap going up to Edmond, which is home of Police Chief Bob Rex from Waco fame. And anyways, I get pulled over, and cop comes up to my window, and you know, it's kind of weird because I was following the flow of traffic. Everybody else is going as fast as I am. And he follows me for about half a minute before he even turns his siren on. And I pull over, he comes in, I give him my license and registration, got the window rolled down. And I say, what am I, you know, what was it I did, officer? And he told me I was speeding. I, you know, just questioned the fact that I had multiple cars beside me that were going the same speed. Well, then he tells me, right after I say that, he says, all right, get out of the car right now. And I said, am I being detained, officer? And he goes, out of the car right now. And I'm just like, I'm just asking you a question. Am I being detained? And then he says, get out or I'm going to take further action. Well, I went ahead and got out after that point. And I, you know, I roll my window up. I lock my doors and everything. I get out and I say, officer, I just need to ask you a question. Why, if I'm being detained or not? Well, then he says, get in my car right now. Well, I thought he was saying get in his back seat or he's going to arrest me or something. Well, he has me get in the front seat of his car. As I'm getting in the car, he slams the door real hard and, it closes in on my body as I'm getting into the car so that it slammed so hard it knocked me into the rest of the car, basically. And,
yeah, he wanted to get you out from in front of the camera. He wanted to abuse you when the camera, his squad car camera wasn't on you.
Exactly. And I want to stress that while I was talking to him, I did not start freaking out or anything.
No, I understand. You're not allowed to. He was about to taser you if you hadn't got out. And then you're not allowed to talk to him because this, you know, because you're a terrorist. You got a Ron Paul sticker. Please continue.
Okay, so anyways, I'm in the car, and he gets in, and he says, you were disobeying my orders to get out of the car. And I said, all I want to know is why I'm being detained. And I told him, I said, officer, you know, what you just did, slam me into the car like that. He didn't slam me in the car. Let me stress, he didn't slam me in the car. He slammed the door into me as I was getting in the car.
I understand.
And I said, what you did could qualify as assault or excessive force on me. I've been cooperating with you, and I just asked you a question. And so he just, you know, he starts saying, listen, I know what the Supreme Court says, and, you know, I don't need your junior high arguments or your bumper sticker argument. And I mean, like, right there, that was like profiling to me.
So how do you know? He's letting you know it's the bumper sticker. The Fourth Amendment is like Satanism to him. So America is bad. So what happens next?
So anyways, he starts lecturing me about having, you know, broken the speed limit, which yeah, I probably was going faster when I first entered that construction zone, but so were three or four other cars right ahead of me.
No, the speed traps are done like that by design, but so how did this end?
Well, anyways, I thought he was going to search my car. I've had problems with these Edmond cops before, and I'd attribute it to their wonderful police chief, but... Anyways, he starts writing me the ticket, and he continues to tell me about how I didn't cooperate with him and everything. And I wasn't gonna just let him walk all over me. And I kept on talking to him. I said, you know, I was just asking you a question. I didn't delay anything. I made no shifty movements to make you feel that I was a threat to you. I got out of the car, you know, after you started screaming at me. And so he writes the ticket, and he goes, get out of here. And that was it. And I was really shocked. I was scared that he was going to do something. But just the fact that I feel that I was profiled, that he wouldn't allow me to ask him.
No, that's the issue. That should be the headline. Ron Paul, libertarians, gold owners, gun owners were being profiled because they tell the cops that we're a danger to them and that we may kill them. And I mean, and they give them all this propaganda, and it's a load of bull. You know, I mean, they won't tell them that the illegal aliens statistically are the real ones killing them. No, it's got to be Americans. We've got to pay. We've got to be taught. Sir, I appreciate your call. Now, see, I got all these callers, and I just spent 5-6 minutes with Cliff, but I had to, and I want to get to Simon, Justin, Joe, Susie. and others. We've got the Dr. Carly coming up. Oh, man. It's all just crazy in here. This bird flu thing, I mean, this is serious. We need to have a part two on this and expand on it, but I'm going to get some other news in as we cover it. Before we go to Dr. Carly and then your calls, Hirsch, Cheney ran SS-style political assassination unit. This is up on PrisonPlanet.com right now, Paul Joseph Watson. Award-winning investigative reporter Seymour Hirsch dropped another bombshell this week when he revealed that the former, this guy's always been proven to be 100% accurate. Hirsch is just incredible. He broke the torture camps in Vietnam in, you know, the early 70s. I mean, it's just, you know, that they lied about WMDs, that they were staging terror attacks inside Iran using Al-Qaeda, because Iran's Shiite, their archenemy. Now that's all mainstream news, that Cheney wanted to stage terror attacks against U.S. ships and blame it on Al-Qaeda. That's confirmed! That's mainstream news! And I told John Gibson that on Fox yesterday, and he just laughs at me. Oh, sure. Oh, more conspiracy theories. This is New Yorker magazine writer, Pulitzer Prize winner, award-winning investigative reporter Seymour Hirsch dropped another bombshell this week when he revealed that former Vice President Dick Cheney had his own SS-style political assassination unit that reported directly to him. Hirsch told University of Minnesota audience Tuesday, after 9/11, I haven't written about this yet, but the Central Intelligence Agency was very deeply involved in domestic activities against people they thought to be enemies of the state. Without any legal authority for it, they haven't been called on it yet. So that's people inside the United States with the CIA. Well, yeah, they're setting up local offices of it and hiring every ne'er-do-well you can imagine. Hirsch then went on to describe how the Joint Special Operations Command was an executive assassination unit that carried out political assassinations abroad. It is a special wing of our special operations community that is set up independently, he explained. They do not report to anybody except in the Bush-Cheney days. They reported directly to Cheney's office. Congress has no oversight over it. Guys, I meant to call Paul when I saw he'd written this article this morning. I saw it break last night, gave a speech last night to the university. We've been in contact with Hirsch. We talked to him again yesterday. And he keeps saying he's going to come on and break something big here, and he likes us and knows who we are. Okay, well, I'm ready, Hirsch. I'm ready. I've been waiting 6 months. He's a really nice guy. You can call him up on the phone, but I can't get him on the show. It goes on here. What I want you guys to Google, and this is from 6 years ago, so let me think of the exact headline. UPI first broke it, then Reuters reported it. Headline, Israel to carry out assassinations inside the United States. Google that. Israel to carry out assassinations during the U.S. Inside the United States. Israel to carry out assassinations inside the U.S. That should have been added to this, but I know they didn't think of that. That's what I do is I think of all little angles and past things. So do the guys, but a lot of times I contribute behind the scenes to the articles. Just to point out that this is announced that foreign governments are allowed to come here and kill U.S. citizens. But the revelation that Cheney had his own private assassination unit is not too far removed from Hitler's notorious SA, the much-feared paramilitary wing of the Nazi Party who used to beat, torture, and kill political opponents of the Nazi Party in the 30s. Germany and the Waffen-SS, who were later used in the war to carry out executions and war crimes. The SA were later targeted by Hitler during the Night of the Long Knives, a brutal purge to eliminate political adversaries both inside and outside the Nazi Party. Hundreds of people were executed in cold blood by the Gestapo and the SS. Try millions. Tellingly, German courts and cabinets quickly swept aside centuries of legal prohibition against extrajudicial killings to demonstrate their loyalty to Hitler. The Waffen-SS, which means armed SS, was deemed beyond prosecution despite it blatantly being involved in egregious and ongoing war crimes as well as domestic assassinations. The Joint Special Operations Command, Cheney's assassination unit, is also described as a extra-legal operations. It is an executive assassination ring, and it has been going on and on and on, Hirsch stated. Under President Bush's authority, they've been going into countries, not talking to the ambassador, the CIA station chief, and funding and finding people on a list and executing them and leaving. That's been going on in the name of all of us. And it's still going on. None of Obama's reversals of Bush's executive order say anything about abolishing the Joint Special Forces Command. Indeed, the specialist unit is an integral part of Obama's vastly expanded bombing raids and other incursions into Pakistan. Let's go ahead now and play the clip that Overman played last night from Hirsch yesterday before a university audience. Here's the audio.
The defenders of Bush's ghost may have more to worry about tomorrow and in the near future than the relative records of Bush and Obama on signing statements and on Saddam Hussein and everything else. Cheney assassination squads. What does that mean, Cheney assassination squads?
An amazing thing happened in Minnesota last night. There was a forum with the investigative reporter Seymour Hirsch and former Vice President Walter Mondale. And in the Q&A session, Hirsch let slip that he's working on a book that will include reporting about Cheney-sponsored assassination rings, as Hirsch put it, that went around the local CIA station chiefs abroad to carry out assassinations on targets using apparently military personnel. Now, obviously, that's very sketchy. We need to know a lot more about it. I think Hirsch is going to want to make us wait until his book comes out. But clearly there's a lot more that happened in that Bush administration directly out of the vice president's office that we don't know about yet and that, Keith, will curl our hair.
Well, now we know what happened when he shot Harry Whittington, as a phrase.
All right. Guys, we also have a clip from the university, don't we? We have an audio clip of that? Okay, that's the clip I thought we were going to. Let's go to that in just a moment. We'll go to our guest in the next segment. I apologize to her, but this must be covered. It came out 2 weeks ago. The memos were released saying that they were going to set up a dictatorship and the president was basically above all laws and Congress and that they could ban and arrest press and shut down free speech in America. And they tell the CIA and FBI to be involved in this, and they go, oh, absolutely, we love it. That's what freedom is. Secret arrest, secret camp, secret police. Then they grab these Al-Qaeda people, who are just minions, and they hold them for 7 years with torture, and then release a press release where they confess. They've been caught putting out fake confessions before. You know, where is the talk of bringing Dick Cheney to justice? Where is the talk of bringing Rumsfeld and Bush to justice? Nothing from Obama. And I just remembered, I didn't even put that in the Obama deception. I'm not poo-pooing my own film, but let me write a note right now. Can somebody give me a pen? Because I'm going to go ahead in the next 2 weeks put out Obama deception 1.5. And I'm just going to, down and dirty, sit down in the studio, go over the facts of that. That's the big one I didn't put in the film, because you can't put it all. He's now, well, I did put in there that he's protecting Bush and that he's supporting torture and blocking investigations. And we do cover it, but I want to get more into that. Protecting Bush. What am I doing? And continuing all of the programs. And people think we exaggerate. No, there's no way. You ought to read this 8-page report the feds put out to state police around the country. With the governor's seal in Missouri. That's just one version. We got some California stuff right here, too. And to read this, it's worse than I'm saying. You've got to go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I know Paul said he was writing another more detailed story because Kurt rushed this out quickly and did a great job, a lengthy report. But let me just see if that's up on PrisonPlanet.com yet. Go to the main page of that while it's loading. Ron Paul, culprits of financial collapse should be arrested. And that's a good story I asked him to do. From his interview with us a few days ago, Hirsch, Cheney ran SS-style political assassination unit. Hope, change, progress in the Obama deception. So I guess he's still working on it. Secret police report, Ron Paul, Bob Barr, Chuck Baldwin, libertarians are terrorists. That's Kurt Nemo's story. So I guess Paul's doing a more detailed one, tying it into everything. But just mind-blowing. Absolutely mind-blowing. But yeah, Obama 1.5 will be all the interviews with Tarpley, Jesse Ventura, George Humphrey, all the things we couldn't add in the just under two-hour film. It's an hour and 12 minutes, 8 minutes under 2 hours, and then there's 30 minutes of extras. But those are going up tomorrow at PrisonPlanet.tv and shipping out on the DVDs next week, next Monday. Again, I cannot stress enough that the Obama deception shatters the left-right paradigm. That means when you show a Democrat this, they doesn't come out with a right-wing mainline view, so they shut off thinking process. This is what can get through to them so they can see they're being deceived. Remember all those poor Bush people who we couldn't wake up because you're a commie, you don't like Bush. I'm like, no, Bush is tripling the size of government. He's saying he's setting up a dictatorship. No, he's not. And now they're like, well, look, Bush left office. We told you he was going to do that. It's the office that has the dictatorial power that the private interests control. So, again, please go to InfoWars.com and pre-order the DVD. It ships out next week. Please get the high quality. That's how this masterpiece needs to be seen, is on the DVD. That's how it needs to be made copies. But it looks pretty darn good at PrisonPlanet.tv compared to other stuff I see on the web. It's really crisp and nice. And I want folks to get PrisonPlanet.tv memberships because you get the couple hours a day I do here, sometimes the whole show, sometimes an hour, but always over, you know, on average a week, every 2 hours a day on average. Burmese does all 3 hours, 9 to midnight, live, PrisonPlanet.tv. All my films, special reports. Obama 1.5 will only be for PrisonPlanet.tv, folks. So that's where it'll be first. And it's in high quality. So there's DivX copies you can burn to disc that then plays in DVD players. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com. Order the films. Order the materials. The ObamaDeception.net has all the trailers and sneak peeks there in one spot. Stay with us.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed.
Showing up, fighting back, standing up and not being cowards. And I know you're not doing that. I love you.
No flowers, no flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel-shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with
monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Cause he's racing and pacing and parting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago, somebody left with the cup. But he's striving and driving and hugging the turns. And thinking of someone for whom he still burns. Cause he's going the distance.
Look at who's in there. He's going, look at this idiot Alex acting stupid. That's what it's all about, bro. I'm just joking. Let's go to Dr. Rebecca Carley for the rest of this hour and the whole of the next hour. We'll open the phones up in about 30 minutes for everybody holding in on the issue of the bird flu. Dr. Rebecca Carley is a medical doctor, a surgeon by trade. Her son got vaccine damage. She began to investigate it. And I think some of her research is some of the best I've seen out there because I've done a lot of this research myself from, you know, mainline government sources that aren't publicized but are public. You know, they're there. Just they're not widely put out. And so her stuff just clicks. And so I wanted... reintroduce what happened, what broke last week, what happened a few months ago, why it's so serious, and then let's get into the big picture, Doctor. I really appreciate you coming on today.
And I appreciate the opportunity. And before we get into that, I was listening to your show earlier talking about the Alabama shooter. I totally agree with you that he was most likely on Prozac or some other psychotropic med.
But it's coming out the German. It's coming out the German was under psychiatric care, so he's guaranteed on it. But go ahead.
Right. I just want to bring out the fact that vaccinations can also cause violent behavior. There's an excellent book entitled Vaccination, Social Violence, and Criminality by Harris Coulter, which the listeners can obtain from thinktwice.com. And there's certain areas of the brain that, in fact, lead you to become violent. I have in front of me a book published by NATO, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, called The Biology of Aggression, which is, it's over 600 pages long. They're actually researching to see what areas of the brain they can affect to make people violent, and they're using rabies virus to do so.
Yes. Now, Doctor, I've read the medical major university and medical facility reports, but for those that don't know why it causes it or the brain damage, normally it is a autoimmune response, massive brain swelling, and as we all know, brain damage is associated with violent outburst and a loss of impulse control. And of course, there's other chemical reasons it does it, but is that not basically the main reason?
Yes, that's completely correct. Once you get injected with viruses, if they go to your brain, they cause vaccine-induced encephalitis. And depending on what part of the brain is damaged will determine what symptoms you have. The parts of the brain that control behavior and make you violent are primarily the limbic system, especially the amygdala, which is near the ear.
And by the way, Dr. Russell Blaylock, who is a top brain surgeon, even invented some famous brain procedures, one of the top guys in the world, he discovered all this in his practice, okay, how vaccines literally attack the brain. Go ahead.
Yes, exactly. This has been known for years. But the point I want to make is that the scientists are actually researching how to make people violent. This is something that they want to have happen. I encourage all the listeners to watch the movie recently released on DVD entitled Quarantine, which actually shows them experimenting with rabies and making the people become basically ghouls. So this is more evil than you can even imagine.
Absolutely. Stay there. Back in 70 seconds, Dr. Rebecca Carley, give out your website and a lot more, and then I'm just going to try to control myself. I just want to back up everything you're saying because I know it's true. Then let's just walk through the vaccine history, what we're dealing with, how devastating this bird flu situation being where they're trying to mix it with vaccines could have been over in Europe and 18 nations. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.